Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about some people who made some spiritual-sounding excuses. I'm going to read to you from the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, verse 2, where we read this. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. The prophet Haggai gave this first word recorded in his prophetic book in September 520 BC. At that time, the exiles had been back in Jerusalem for about 18 years. But the work of rebuilding the temple had been idle for the last 14 years. Now, the work started gloriously. We read in Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel and trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord, according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Again, that's Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. What a glorious beginning to the work of building the temple, or rebuilding the temple. But after 2 years, the work stopped. It was mired in discouragement, and it was derailed by a lack of focus. When Haggai gave this prophecy, the foundation of the temple was laid and the altar was restored, but the temple wasn't yet rebuilt. Still, the people said, again, these were God's people, the citizens of Jerusalem. The people told themselves that it wasn't time to resume work on the temple. Now, there were a few good reasons why they might say this, and why the work of rebuilding the temple was simply difficult to do. I mean, the land was still desolate after 70 years of neglect. The work of rebuilding was hard. They didn't have a lot of money or manpower. They had suffered some crop failures and drought. Their hostile enemies resisted the work. And then they always remembered their easier lives in Babylon. Now, all of those difficulties made them say what we read in verse 2 of Haggai chapter 1, the time has not come for the Lord's house to be built. The people made their excuse sound spiritual. You see, they couldn't speak against the idea of building the temple, so they spoke against its timing. Well, it isn't God's timing to rebuild the temple. Because of the great obstacles against the work, God's people began to rationalize, and they decided that it wasn't time to rebuild after all. They thought like this, if it's so hard, then evidently God doesn't want us to do it, at least no time soon. Perhaps the most stinging phrase of Haggai chapter 1, verse 2 are two simple words where we read, this people. You know, we never like to hear God speak to his people that way, saying, this people. We want to hear from the Lord, my people. God said this because he saw their excuses and their poor priorities, and he noticed that they were not living like his people. They made spiritual sounding excuses instead of getting to the heart of the matter. It's a little too easy to do that, isn't it? Spiritual words can roll off our tongue far too easily without having any spiritual substance behind them. In this light, it's time to pray the prayer of Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, where the psalmist prayed this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. today. Ask God to search your heart and to see where you may be covering up a problem with spiritual-sounding words. We don't want to be guilty of that. So let's ask God to deal with that in us, and we'll ask Him about it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.